I think it's important to mention that, like someone here already messaged me, there are common beliefs, and I want to discuss three beliefs that we have that block us from allowing ourselves to feel good about ourselves and to step into a place of feeling better. Number one, exactly what this person said. There's a belief that owning my greatness is in some way wrong, and it makes me into a Baal Gaiva. If I own my greatness, if I allow myself to get in touch with what I'm good at and my unconditional worth and beauty and value, then in some way I'm being haughty, I'm being a Baal Gaiva, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm becoming arrogant. Okay, so that's one belief. So just to debunk that right away, and I feel like this is so important to do before we get into the work, because if you're holding these beliefs, it's going to block all the information from penetrating. Okay, that idea that owning my greatness is making me into a Baal Gaiva is completely wrong. Why? So there's a Yiddish expression that one penny in a pushka makes a tremendous amount of noise when you shake it, but a pushka that's packed with pennies doesn't say a word, right? And it's the same for us. When you shake that packed pushka, you don't hear a thing. And it's the same for us people. When we're feeling satisfied, right, and good inside and full, then we don't need to like show off or make ourselves into like in our mind that I'm better than anyone else, right? I don't need to go there. I'm just feeling content. And when we're feeling content, that's actually a prereq. When I'm feeling self-esteem, it's actually a prerequisite to being an Anav. Self-esteem is a prerequisite to being a humble person. It's the first step in humility. It's like you would, you wouldn't think so. And I'm so happy I'm teaching this to you. This is so important to know. The first step in being a humble person is knowing who you are. And we're going to talk about who you are today. Knowing and holding the knowledge of who you are, of your unconditional, infinite, immeasurable value, no matter what. And seeing all the good that you do and owning it and feeling that satisfaction and seeing your capabilities and knowing how much you're able to accomplish and achieve and create and build in this world. That's the prerequisite. What comes next? In humility is seeing it all as a gift from Hashem, recognizing that you didn't do anything to earn it. It's a free gift, having that feeling of like, wow, right? I remember going out to speak somewhere, and I turned to my daughter before I left and I said, Naomi, like, I am so flooded with gratitude. Why did Hashem give me a gift of speech? Why, like, what did I do to deserve it? Right? He just loves me, and he just gave me this incredible ability to teach and to help people. Like, I didn't have to be the one at the front of the room by the podium. I could have been in the audience. Hashem gave me that ability. Like that awe of like, wow, my gift that I got, like for free, you know? That's the piece that keeps you humble next to your self-esteem. If you don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel grateful for anything. That's gaiva. You understand? If I feel like garbage, I have nothing to be thankful for. I'm throwing all of Hashem's gifts back in his face. All of the talent and all of the abilities and all of the physical abilities, mental, emotional, spiritual, wisdom, talent, kochos, goodbye, garbage. Hashem, no thank you. That's humility? That's not what Hashem wants from us. We're meant to be kone our strengths, to own them, to hold them, to attribute it to what we have, and at the same time to hold that knowledge that I am so grateful and blessed and lucky. And thank you, Hashem, for giving me all of these things. And it fills us up with such a gratitude, such a humility, such a wow, right? And I actually saw that there's one of the ways that we teach the words Yiras Shamayim, the concept of having a fear of God. Yira is really awe, right? So Yira is like Wow. Being in awe of who I am and what I have in my life and my abilities, that wow, that's Yerushalayim. Right? So that's how we stay humble. But we have to be in touch. We have to allow it to penetrate all the blessings that we have and who we are. Now, there's more pieces, right? More humility. Another aspect of humility is also to make sure that not only do I feel grateful, but that I recognize that I'm never there. I never achieved my goal. There's so much more to do. There's so much more to go, right? I may know so much, but it's nothing in comparison to what I can know, right? So there's other pieces that we use to help modulate that self-esteem so it doesn't become like a toxic thing, right? Where I'm like attributing all the greatness to myself, like kol chivo tzem yadi, and I achieved my goals already, right? No, right? But self-esteem in the with the right framework, we have to know that self-esteem is number one on the humility prerequisites. Okay? So that's the first belief that we really buy into. You know, it's like in preschool, they told us, don't be a Bal Gaiva. And we took that to mean, well, I need to shrink myself into something small. I need to deny and ignore my abilities. Not true. We need to relearn that from preschool days, right? So that was the first belief I wanted to bring. Another one is that people tend to think if I focus on what's good about me, then I won't improve. I won't get anywhere. Does anybody relate to this? You can write in the chat box if you want, at any point. I'm happy to read your messages. Does anybody relate to this idea that, like, well, I can't focus on the fact that I'm eating healthy? Let's go back to that one. That's a big struggle of mine, right? I can't focus on the fact that I'm eating healthy because then I'll just eat cookies, right? If I'm proud of myself, then I'll just lose my motivation to do the hard work. So that's a common one also. And the answer to that one is, again, untrue. Okay, it seems true, but it's not true. And what we call that type of motivation, putting ourselves down, we call it dirty fuel. What do I mean? Imagine you had a beautiful new car, okay? And you took this car to get gas, and you're in the gas station, and the guy says, well, listen, we could give you gas, and it's gonna make your car go, but the new shipment of gas that we got in now, it has some speckles of dirt in it. And it's defected, it's dirty, but it's still gonna work. It might make your car damaged a little bit. It might damage the car. But we're not sure, but it could. You would like in 5 seconds be out of there, right? I'm going to the next mobile station to get clean gas. You need clean fuel for your car. It doesn't matter if it's gonna help it go. It needs to be clean. And I think that you get the nimshel here, right? Telling yourself, I'm awful, I hate myself. It might work. It might get your car going for the next 2 miles, but it's going to kill your car. And in the long run, it's going to mess you over so bad that you were speaking to yourself that way and that you allowed yourself to speak to yourself that way. And it's going to have a tragic impact on your entire world. You, your spouse, your children, your family, your everything, everything. Okay, so we need clean fuel. And clean fuel is I allow myself to see my greatness, right? And because I see my greatness, that automatically motivates me to value myself and want to keep working on myself. Okay, that is what's going to really push me to move ahead and give me the confidence to feel like, yes, I can do this. It's going to make everything I work on easier to achieve, easier to attain, as opposed to criticizing yourself internally. And when you do that, when you criticize yourself in your mind, you actually go into fight or flight mode and you shut down. And then you can't really do much, right? Even if your car will chug along a little bit, it's going to break down and start smoking on the highway, right? It's not going to work.